29 May, 1912. Talk at home of Mr. and Mrs. Edward B. Kinney, 780 West End Avenue, New York. Notes by Howard McNutt. The divine manifestations have been iconoclastic in their teachings, uprooting error, destroying false religious beliefs, and summoning mankind anew to the fundamental oneness of God. All of them have, likewise, proclaimed the oneness of the world of humanity. The essential teaching of Moses was the law of Sinai, the Ten Commandments. Christ renewed and again revealed the commands of the one God and precepts of human action. In Muhammad, although the circle was wider, the intention of his teaching was likewise to uplift and unify humanity in the knowledge of the one God. In the Bab, the circle was again very much enlarged, but the essential teaching was the same. The books of Baha'u'llah number more than 100. Each one is an evident proof sufficient for mankind. Each one, from foundation to apex, proclaims the essential unity of God and humanity, the love of God, the abolition of war, and the divine standard of peace. Each one also inculcates divine morality, the manifestation of lordly graces. In every word, a book of meanings. For the word of God is collective wisdom, absolute knowledge, and eternal truth. Consider the statement recorded in the first chapter of the book of John. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. This statement is brief, but replete with the greatest meanings. Its applications are illimitable and beyond the power of books or words to contain and express. Heretofore, the doctors of theology have not expounded it, but have restricted it to Jesus as the Word made flesh. The separation of Jesus from God, the Father, and His descent upon the earth. In this way, the individualized separation of the Godhead came to be taught. The essential oneness of Father, Son, and Spirit has many meanings and constitutes the foundation of Christianity. Today, we will merely give a synopsis of explanation. Why was Jesus the Word? In the universe of creation, all phenomenal beings are as letters. Letters in themselves are meaningless and express nothing of thought or ideal, as, for instance, A, B, etc. Likewise, all phenomenal beings are without independent meaning. But a word is composed of letters and has independent sense and meaning. Therefore, as Christ conveyed the perfect meaning of divine reality and embodied independent significance, He was the Word. He was as the station of reality compared to the station of metaphor. There is no intrinsic meaning in the leaves of a book, but the thought they convey leads you to reflect upon reality. The reality of Jesus was the perfect meaning, the Christhood in Him, which in the holy books is symbolized as the Word. The Word was with God. The Christhood means not the body of Jesus, but the perfection of divine virtues manifest in Him. Therefore it is written, He is God. This does not imply separation from God, even as it is not possible to separate the rays of the sun from the sun. The reality of Christ was the embodiment of divine virtues and attributes of God. For in divinity there is no duality. All adjectives, nouns, and pronouns in that court of sanctity are one. There is neither multiplicity nor division. The intention of this explanation is to show that the words of God have innumerable significances and mysteries of meanings, each one a thousand and more. The tablets of Baha'u'llah are many. The precepts and teachings they contain are universal, covering every subject. He has revealed scientific explanations ranging throughout all the realms of human inquiry and investigation, astronomy, biology, medical science, etc. In the Kitab-e-Iqan, he has given expositions of the meanings of the gospel and other heavenly books. He wrote lengthy tablets upon civilization, sociology, and government. Every subject is considered. His tablets are matchless in beauty and profundity. Even his enemies acknowledge the greatness of Baha'u'llah, saying he was the miracle of humanity. This was their confession, although they did not believe in him. He was eulogized by Christians, Jews, Zoroastrians, and Muslims who denied his claim. They frequently said, "He is matchless, unique." A Christian poet in the Orient wrote, "Do not believe him a manifestation of God, yet his miracles are as great as the sun." Mirza Abu Fazl has mentioned many poems of this kind, and there are numerous others. The testimony of his enemies witnessed that he was the miracle of mankind, that he walked in a special pathway of knowledge and was peerless in personality. His teachings are universal and the standard for human action. They are not merely theoretical and intended to remain in books. They are the principles of action. Results follow action. Mere theory is fruitless. Of what use is a book upon medicine if it is never taken from the library shelf? When practical activity has been manifested, the teachings of God have borne fruit. The great and fundamental teachings of Baha'u'llah are the oneness of God and unity of mankind. This is the bond of union among Baha'is all over the world. They become united among themselves, then unite others. It is impossible to unite unless united. Christ said, "Ye are the salt of the earth, but if the salt has lost its savor, wherewith shall it be salted?" This proves there were dissensions and lack of unity among his followers. Hence his admonition to unity of action. Now must we, likewise, bind ourselves together in the utmost unity, be kind and loving to each other, sacrificing all our possessions, our honor, yea, even our lives for each other. Then will it be proved that we have acted according to the teachings of God, that we have been real believers in the oneness of God and unity of mankind.